Meet Yelp for Restaurants. Not the software company, but the people who love restaurants so much they formed a team dedicated to our industry. Before Catherine joined the customer success team, she managed the Modern in New York. Yeah, that Modern. Before Julia joined the team, she worked at Au Cheval in Chicago for half a decade. Yelp is for restaurants because our people are restaurant people. Meet the new Yelp at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Kopel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with Sean Walship of Cali Barbecue Media, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily to get a marketing tip that you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're talking about when to start social media marketing for your restaurant.
So when we launched our first ghost kitchen location, I think what is so important is that, especially in the digital marketing world, social media marketing world, there's so many managers, agencies, they all have strategy. People get strategized to death, and I think they overthink social. And the best advice that we can give on this episode is to let people know so much of social is being human and giving people access. So once you have intent, once you know you're looking at site locations, once you've signed a deal, let people know. People want to be just as excited as you are. Just once we signed the deal, I took my wife, I took my son, I took my daughter. We went right down to Barrio Logan. We did a video saying, hey, we can't wait till we open. We didn't open for another 7 months. But we started marketing that we were going to be in downtown San Diego. And that started the day that we signed our lease.
It's about investment. It's about mutual investment. It's about saying, we just got the loan docs today. We are opening a restaurant. This is where it's going to be. This is the concept. And you show people while you're telling them. This is the first nail to go in the wall. And in doing so, you're not playing catch up. Again, I was talking with a restaurateur earlier today, and he was like, we're going to start marketing. We're going to start our social media strategy the day we open. And I'm like, the day you open, you're going to be drowning. Yes. The week before you open, you're going to be drowning. Everybody here has opened a restaurant. Everyone listening, like, you know that the day you open, you're drowning for months, months and months. So either you have set your plan prior to that and you have begun executing on that, or it's too late. And rather than trying to breed awareness for a concept that is already open, you can start that process months in advance. Again, and you've talked about this plenty of times, Sean. It's about documenting.
Correct.
Documenting your journey.
And that's why you have a smartphone in your pocket. You can go and give people access as you build out your concept, as you make decisions. I mean, just recently I posted a picture, two pictures. They were renderings of our catering fleet. So we're getting custom trucks made. We have, you know, an incredible design made. One of them's in white. One of them's in black. I posted it on LinkedIn. I posted it on Instagram. I posted it on Facebook, posted it on Twitter, and said, which one do you guys prefer? We need your help. It's one of the most engaging posts I've ever done in 13 years because people want to be invested in the process. They want to let you know what their perspective is. I had designers. I had people that work in wraps. I had people in marketing, people that were restaurant owners saying, definitely do black. Don't do black. Do white. Try a red one. But people want to be involved in the process. And as we make those decisions, guess what? Half of those people are going to be pissed we didn't pick their color. And the other half are going to be pissed maybe we went with red. But nonetheless, they're going to feel invested once they see that truck on the road, being like, I saw the iteration of that design. I was a part of the process.
There's this story of this Ukrainian designer, and I swear to God that it will all come full circle. But there was this Ukrainian software designer, and he was working on this software, and he was working with a team in India, and there was this massive delay, and he found out that there was going to be a 12-month delay, and he had already started marketing this product or this software. And so he's got now a 12-month runway before it actually releases. And so he didn't know what to do, and he had already kind of started building the audience. So he started a blog, kind of this tangential blog around that, and started doing social media posts and Q&As and all of these things kind of around his specialization and kind of around what the software was going to do. And by the time 12 months rolled around and he launched that software, it got millions of downloads the day it launched, because the best time to build audience is either 6 months ago or today.
Yep.
And so if you are considering opening a second location or opening your first location, begin marketing that location today. Make it collaborative with the people that will give you money long term.
Yeah, I think the biggest lesson is to build in public. And you build in public by documenting in public, by using the smartphone. You don't need a video team. You don't need professional producer. You don't need photographers. You have everything that you need in your pocket to document and build in public. Express your ideas. You're taking notes. You're blogging. You're vlogging. You're literally showing on different social platforms what's happening in someone's neighborhood, and they feel vested. They want you to win. They want to be a part of that story. Bring them in. Invite them in.
Hey, it's Josh. Do you want to spend 60 minutes planning out a profitable 2022 with me? Just you and me, on Zoom, camera on, pen and paper out, getting you super clear on exactly what your goals are and how you're going to achieve them. It's free, even though the call is worth like a gazillion dollars. Go to planwithjosh.com to book that call with me. That's planwithjosh.com to book a 1 hour strategy session to make sure that 2022 is your most profitable year yet. If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.